This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam 48, we know him. Washington Post wrote a really good piece, and I put there in the chat. But it's basically this. I want to go through some of this stuff with you and then kind of ask folks on the phones to try to get you guys back involved here a little bit. If you're sort of seeing the vision and buying it here. This is a really good story from Sam. So I'll read from this here. Washington Commanders GM Adam Peters started the offseason by retaining 18 internal free agents and signing or trading for 10 new players. Peters prioritized helping quarterback Jaden Daniels and bringing in big bodies. This is the key here. 7 of the 10 new players are linemen, and they are big in different ways. Defensive tackle Javon Kinlaw, for example, is 6'5", 319, and has 34 and 7/8 inch arms. Those metrics, according to a database of scouting combine figures, are all in the 84th percentile or higher for defensive linemen. Here comes the key. Last year, what was the theme of their draft? Do you remember? Only Micah Samuelsdale was the guy that was kind of outside of these elite spark scores or raw athletic scores or things where are you big, fast, and strong for your position? The answer was yes for every one of the guys. This is now maybe prioritizing. We'll go on here a little bit, but just want to pause and get your reaction. They're talking about just straight up size here.
Yeah, I mean, you think about what they're building to beat. It's the Philadelphia Eagles. And how do they win? They won with size in the middle. Maybe not all their dudes are ginormous, but they're beating you inside by having stud offensive linemen and stud defensive linemen. So it makes sense to say that we're going to build by making sure that we can at least somewhat counteract that.
We go on. The team also added backups with size. Edge rusher Dietrich Wise, 96th percentile in arms. Defensive tackle Eddie Goldman, 94th percentile in weight.
That'd be me too.
And I'm going to be percentile there. Remember, that was a big deal when you were a kid. It's like, he's on the 80th percentile for weight. I'm like, that's awesome. Now it's like, oh crap. Eddie Goldman, 94th percentile weight. Guard Nate Herbig, 93rd percentile weight. The emphasis on heft seems like a direct response to the, as you mentioned, Philadelphia Eagles, whose famously big and talented lines helped them win Super Bowl LIX, or whatever number that is. I just wish it was a number.
59.
Is it 59?
Yeah, 59.
That's 10 more than I thought it was going to be. There you go. But so then you add up a couple of the other moves. But just again, kind of your response to that. I hear that and I go, yes. Some people may not. Some people just may think, you build to build the best version of you and see what happens. I don't want to do that. My thought is I'm going to try to catch a group that I've got to play twice and get past if I want to go anywhere. That's a great place to start to be able to get past anybody else.
Yeah, so I don't mind this, but I need good football players. So, you know, I'm great that Dietrich Wise has long arms. I'm glad that Javon Kinlaw is huge and has long arms and weighs a lot. I'm glad that Eddie Goldman weighs a lot up and can clog up the middle. I'm glad Nate Herbig is big. Can you play football well? Because this is something that we talked about being down in West Palm. The size of the Nationals minor leagues is ginormous. The guys there.
They're a get-off-the-bus team.
They look like a football team. Problem is, you might not be able to hit a baseball. Can you throw it over the plate? If you can't do that, I don't care. You could be 5'5 for all I care. If you're good at football, I'll find a place. And so that's my thing with this. They've improved in terms of, okay, they've gotten some guys and they've increased maybe the team size, but are these guys going to be impactful on the field? I think that Goldman can kind of stand there and hold his ground maybe in the run game a little bit. I don't know that he's a huge impact player. Javon Kinlaw, I just don't think that he's
that's
worth what he got.
That's the variable this offseason, like, which we'll get to.
That's the thing. Like, I like the idea of saying that I understand that we need to be a more physical football team, and the easiest way to do that is through the trenches and getting some mammoth dudes to play in there. But they're also, it's not like they got, outside of Tunsil, huge impact guys in the middle either.
So the way I read these, talking about the Goldmans and the, you know, the Herbigs and stuff, these are not your marquees. Your marquees are Laramie Tunsil, Deebo Samuel, right? And then whoever they draft, and there may be a couple others that we don't think about to this stage. But they're depth guys. That's the part where I'm kind of going, ah, this is clearly a type. This is clearly purposeful, where they don't want their rotational guy to be the undersized, like, you know, underhand boxing Irish pugilist style that's trying to hit someone above their weight class. If you're going to play for 20 snaps and give me max effort, you're going to be a space eater. You're going to be the big monster that just is tougher for the offensive lineman to wear on, where I don't want you for 55 plays a game on defense. That's not what you're supposed to be doing as a rotational piece. But it seems they're rotational players. They're looking for size and some thump.
Yeah, I like that because, I mean, if you're going to play offensive line and, you know, say, you know, when Allegretti gets banged up for a play and he has to step out, mm-hmm. I've got a guy who's, instead of weighing 280, weighs 315, and that half second that it takes to get around because I'm a little bit stronger at 315 is enough for Jaden Daniels to complete the pass down the field. I like that. I like the idea of that. Mm-hmm. I need still good football players, but the idea of we're going to still try to grow our size a little bit, understanding, like he mentions here, that the team that you're looking at to improve against is the Philadelphia Eagles, because they have a couple of these guys, by the way. Becton, when they brought him in, he wasn't very good. Now, obviously, he got paid and it worked out there, but what was Becton's big calling card? Massive.
That's a big dude.
Jordan Davis. I don't think he makes huge impact plays, but what's his calling card?
Big dude.
Huge. And so you can get away sometimes without having the most talented guy by having a dude who's bigger than their guy. And I think having some of these dudes might help them at least counteract what Philadelphia can do.
Yeah, we talk about this all the time when it comes to baseball, and being a starting pitcher is hard. You've got to have a repertoire to get through the lineup multiple times over. Whereas some people go, you know what, that guy's just a reliever. It doesn't mean that your peak isn't as good as somebody else's peak, but it just means we only want you at your peak. I only want you for one inning instead of six. And that's what Dietrich Wise is to me. He's mm-hmm. a one inning guy. He's my middle reliever. You still got to get out of a big spot sometimes. But we'll go through the rest of this, kind of slotting in some of these signings. But are you buying this approach? 800-636-1067. When you look at the totality of it, right? Forget about Tunsil and Samuel. I think those are your frontline guys. Those are your, we're directly thinking about Jaden Daniels. Let's improve the offense, make things easier, because you got better at two O-line spots just by acquiring Laramie Tunsil, because you're kicking Brandon Coleman somewhere, whether it's left guard, right tackle, right guard, I don't know, but you're going to be better there, presumably, a guy that proved he could play in the NFL as a rookie. And you add in Samuel to make it easy. All those looks that went to Crowder, Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown, I'd rather have the ball in Deebo Samuel's hands. Even if he's not the same Deebo Samuel's a handful of years ago, I will take that, right? But the other guys, the rotational pieces, it's bigger bodies. And that's clearly a point of emphasis. Are you buying that? Is that the right way to go about it?